Si te quieres divertir.
It's the 21st show. I'm Brian Mackey, and that is Nueva Yul from Bad Bunny. You'll, of course, recall he headlined this year's Super Bowl halftime show. The performance highlighted many aspects of Puerto Rican culture on the island and here on the mainland. Among what was featured was a toad, specifically the Puerto Rican crested toad, or Peltofrine lemur, if you want the scientific name, Peltofrine lemur. The toad was featured because it is the only one native to the island, but it has also struggled to survive. For a time, it was even thought to be extinct before it turned up again in 1966. Since then, there have been efforts underway by Puerto Rican and American wildlife agencies, zoos across the country, and Bad Bunny himself to help conserve the toad. One place those efforts are happening is right here in central Illinois at the Miller Park Zoo in Bloomington, which is raising its own Puerto Rican crested toads. Joining us now to talk more about this are two people associated with the zoo. Mackenzie Stewart is a zookeeper and primary keeper of the Puerto Rican crested toad. Mackenzie, welcome to the show. Thanks for being with us.
Hey, thank you so much for having us.
Also here is Julia Benzel, the zoo education manager. Welcome to you as well. Thanks for being here.
Hey, happy to be here.
And listeners, you can join us, 800-222-9455, 800-222-9455. Do you have a favorite amphibian? Let us know. All right, Mackenzie, I'm going to start with you. Give us a general description of the Puerto Rican crested toad.
So the Puerto Rican crested toad is kind of on the smaller side of toads, if you're thinking about them. They're typically around 3 to 4 inches in length. If you're thinking about something in comparison to something you may have known in your house, a good example would be the bottom of a coffee cup or the size of a silver dollar pancake. They have a pebbly skin, so they're kind of a little bumpy. Overall, their color is brown, but they can have different colored stripes or spots on them. They're really kind of inconspicuous. They like to blend into their environment pretty well.
And they have a big kind of crest on their head, hence the name, right? Kind of
they
like Klingon.
Do, yes.
They look like Klingons if people know Star Trek a little bit.
Yeah, they do get their name from a crest over their eyes. It kind of covers the top of their eyelid, too. So the crest is something that you can identify them with, but they also have a little upturned snout, too. Kind of looks like a little pig nose. I think it's what makes them so cute and adorable.
I have to keep reminding myself not to say the word frog when we're doing this segment. What's the difference, can you remind me, between a toad and a frog?
Absolutely. Well, when we talk about differences between toads and frogs, a lot of people think the size or the type of skin. But the true difference that separates them is this parotenoid gland behind their eyes and ears that toads have that can secrete this milky discharge that can be poisonous to predators and can ultimately protect them.
Interesting. So don't eat toads.
Don't Got eat it. Toads.
Okay. Toad's legs. That's why you don't see toad's legs on the menu, maybe.
Must be.
All right. Julia Benzel, talk about the toad's significance in Puerto Rican culture.
So this is the only endemic toad to Puerto Rico. So endemic meaning that they are native there and geographically restricted to that area. They're not found naturally anywhere else in the world. So they are so unique and so important and worth protecting.
Do we know how did they get there? I mean, did they evolve? Did they come on a boat? If it's, you know, or is this, you know, Pangea broke off and these toads were left behind or what?
This
what
is happened? A how did anything get there, right?
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
When we talk endemic species, they are native to that land. There are hummingbirds that only occur in the volcanoes in Costa Rica, just like these toads only naturally occur in Puerto Rico. So for as long as we know, that is the only place that they've been found, not brought there. They naturally occur there.
Fascinating. All right. So I mentioned that this toad was once thought extinct. The population is certainly still not what it maybe once was. Mackenzie, what caused populations to decline?
So there are a couple different factors why the toads aren't as populated in Puerto Rico. The large issue that they're facing is they're really losing the area that they come to breed to. So when they have their breeding events throughout the year, they rely on temporary ponds that have been formed by large amounts of rainfall. And in order for them to breed and have their tadpoles successfully metamorphosize into adults, they need that water to also be clean, too. So it needs to be clean water, but also the ponds need to be there in the first place. And a lot of the problems that they have faced in the past are these areas where these ponds would happen are being destroyed for urban expansion or for agricultural purposes. So they're really losing the place where they would come to make more toads. And the places that they do have available to them aren't necessarily always having clean water where they're able to have their offspring survive.
Julia, let me ask you. So I'm looking at the weather forecast right now. Puerto Rico, San Juan, highs in the mid-80s, lows in the mid-70s. Not what the forecast is for Bloomington. So how does the Miller Park Zoo become involved in these conservation efforts for this creature?
For this animal specifically, we accessioned them in 2019.
Accession, that's a fancy museum zoo name for acquiring?
Yes, we brought them into the zoo. We were so okay. excited to have them. Yes, exactly. So we brought them into Miller Park Zoo in 2019 because we wanted to be part of conservation actively. We can support conservation funds, we can educate about animals, but this species, we breed, Kenzie breeds and protects and quarantines and is able to be released and physically affect that population in the wild and that ecosystem and that place versus just donating money, which is incredible for research and for conservation and for protection. But we wanted something that was more active.
Mackenzie, what does conservation actually look like in practice?
So for the toad specifically, we have a breeding population. So we have a breeding population and then a population where people can see them in the zoo. The population that I take care of at Miller Park is our breeding toads that are quarantined from the rest of the zoo.
Oh, say more about that. So people can go visit the zoo. They can't see the ones that are sort of part of the conservation effort necessarily. Why is that?
The toads that we have a part of our breeding program are protected from everything else that we have going on at the zoo because we are sending the tadpoles to Puerto Rico to be released. And we don't want to accidentally introduce anything into the native population in Puerto Rico.
Don't want to bring that Bloomington normal culture to Puerto Rico. Okay, I get it. So what does a typical day look like for you?
Typically, it's honestly not that exciting. The toads don't really do very much when it's not breeding season. But when it is breeding season, I'm in my toad room all day long. I'm doing water changes. I'm doing water quality testing. I'm feeding the tadpoles multiple times a day. But the adults on a day-to-day, they're pretty chill and pretty relaxed. They're just hanging out, enjoying life in our nice temperature, humidity-controlled room.
All right, let me remind listeners, this is the 21st show. If you're just talking about if you're just joining us, we are talking about the Puerto Rican crested toad. It's got a lot of attention lately after Bad Bunny's Super Bowl halftime performance, which featured this amphibian, in an effort to highlight conservation efforts to save Puerto Rico's only native toad, which has also kind of become an informal symbol for the island. We're talking about this with two experts from the Miller Park Zoo in Bloomington, which is helping in the effort to conserve this toad. Julia Benzel is the zoo education manager, and Mackenzie Stewart is a zookeeper and primary keeper of the Puerto Rican crested toad. So, Mackenzie, let me ask you, you're not, I'm guessing, putting on like Barry White on Pandora or Apple Music or anything like that. What do you do to actually get, to encourage these species to reproduce?
So it's funny you mentioned that because we don't play music per se, but we do play recorded breeding calls. Typically in Puerto Rico, the males would come to these temporary ponds and they would call out to the females, which is what would attract them to the pond. So I do play recorded toad calls to kind of...
So it's the Peltofrine lemur equivalent of Barry White.
Right,
got it.
Exactly. after we play the calls for a little bit, then our temperatures, we lower the temperatures in the room. We actually stop feeding the toads for about a month to kind of simulate their travels to one of these ponds. Once they are all kind of set and ready to go, we have our veterinary staff do exams on them, make sure everyone still has a good bill of health and good to go. And then we put our pairs together based off of what the Puerto Rican Crested Toad Conservancy, which individuals they tell us to put it together.
Julia, how do you coordinate with Puerto Rican officials on this?
So through the conservancy, there is someone that is the liaison. So she lets us know who will be breeding that year. And so it's not a direct communication between us and Puerto Rico, but...
You're not getting a text from Bad Bunny about the toads or anything like that?
No, I don't have his number.
Okay. But he has given a lot of money to the cause. Has the zoo benefited from that at all?
Directly, not yet. But we are looking one day maybe to work with Bad Bunny. That doesn't sound like a bad idea.
All right. You can do a concert at the zoo, maybe. Sure.
I have an education theater. He can use that. It's perfect.
Yeah. I appreciate the optimism. That's good. You know, Mackenzie, I'm going to ask you a question that sometimes comes up when we talk about conservation, which is like, oh my gosh, all this effort for a toad. Why is it worth it?
So when you think about a toad, you're right. You kind of think of them as maybe not as important, but if you look at the ecosystem as a whole, it's all very intricately connected. And if you were to take out one piece of that, you kind of, the whole thing can collapse. So the toads themselves are predators. They feed off of different insects that would live in Puerto Rico. But on top of that, they are also prey items for larger carnivores. So taking the toad out of that system kind of throws everything off balance, and it kind of just can cause this cascading effect for the whole environment.
And briefly, we did get a question from listener Alex. We're not going to put the call through because we're really short on time. But briefly, is the environment different for the toads that people can actually see versus the ones that are in the breeding program?
It is a little bit different just in the fact that my breeding toads are quarantined, whereas the toads that people are able to see at Miller Park Zoo, they have a little more naturalistic habitat.
No, you can say it, fake Puerto Rican habitat.
So yeah, my room is a little more
clean.
Yeah, clean.
It doesn't look like an outdoor habitat, exactly. So that habitat that we want you to see, we want you to feel like you have transported over to Puerto Rico and you can see into where they would be housed. They have a warm temperature in there where Kenzie has to move temperatures and adjust for her breeding season. These toads on habitat don't breed, so they don't have to go through those necessarily. They can, but it's just...
I would say, have they ever surprised you with their nocturnal activities?
They have not. They have not yet surprised us, no. they're retired from that, so they don't do that sort of breeding behavior, and that is brought on by the rainfall. So if they don't have that, then they don't need to do that. And Kenzie was telling you a lot about breeding, and so if an animal doesn't have to do that, we won't burden them with it.
I think that is an excellent point to end on. I'm going to be thinking about that for a little while. All right. Julia Benzel is the zoo education manager. Mackenzie Stewart is a zookeeper and primary keeper of the Puerto Rican crested toad. You can see some of them at the Miller Park Zoo in Bloomington, but not all of them. Thank you so much for being with us and sharing your work with us today on the 21st show.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
And that is all the time we have for our program today. We're going to go out with more Bad Bunny. This is DTMF. The 21st Show is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Thanks for listening.